We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Hey, Ma Shemesanin Al Atziras Gshomim. This that the Gemara tells us that whenever there is a tremendous need for rain in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis would decree fasts. Kikosav Rabbeinu Zal B'Simen Samach Likutei Tanino. Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 60 in the second half of Likutei Imran, She'atziras geshomim nase al yidei milchomo u'shfichas domim, ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal says there that one of the things that causes the rains to be withheld is when there's battles and bloodshed. U'milchomois haynu machlokes. We know that a milchoma, a war, a battle, is a form of machlokes. V'tikin ha-machloikis hu tainis, kemavur heite b'div Rabbeinu Zal. And we know that whenever there's machloikis, one of the most powerful things to make a tikin for machloikis is fasting. Kemavur heite b'div Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well in Torah Kuf Ayin Tes, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the concept of fasting, where a person takes this powerful urge, this desire, this need for food, and they subdue it, they control it. You know, again, the desire for food is like a raging fire inside the person. It's like a fire that has to be fed. Just like a fire, you have to throw wood on it to keep it going. There's this fire inside the person that they have to throw food in it to keep that fire going, to keep that heat going, you know, that in the body. And when a person fasts, they show that they have the ability to control, to subdue that fire by the person showing that they're able to use their rotzayin, their willpower, to overcome the natural desire of the body to eat. By doing that, the Zohar HaKadosh says, when you overcome your own desires, Hashem is machnia all the rotzaynos of everyone else to your rotzayin. All your opposition, any people who have opposing rotzaynos to you, their rotzayin becomes subdued to your rotzayin because you were able to use your rotzayin to subdue that fire inside of you. Rabbeinu Zal quotes, brings it from the Zohar HaKadosh and elaborates and clarifies much more. V'alkein mesanin al atziras gshomim l'sakana machlokes. Now we could understand, if atziras gshomim comes from machlokes and tainus does away with machlokes, so we fast for atziras gshomim. Haynu milchomois shemizeh nasna atziras gshomim kanal. V'zeh gam kein b'chinas so'arba taniois shemesanin al achurban. This also explains the four special fasts that we fast related to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shehu Gamkein L'Sakein HaSholoim, which are also geared towards correcting the Sholoim, eliminating Machloikis and generating Sholoim. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, K'she'ein Sholoim Tzoim. When there's no peace, fast. That's the solution. She'ikar ha-tainis kishe'ein sholoim. The main time for tainis is when there's a lack of peace. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Kuf Ayin Tes. Ki lo yichorav o-Yerushalayim ela b'shvil sinas chinam. Because what is the Churban Beis Hamikdash? The Churban Beis Hamikdash is machlekes. It's sinas chinam among Klal Yisrael. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says. V'alkein misanin l'sakein zois. And therefore, tainis, which leads to Shalom, that's the tikkun for this machloikis, which is what caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash and everything. Ke'al yidei ha-tainis nistakein ha-machloikis v'naase Shalom. V'chein al kol tzor shalei tovoi misanin. And so too, not just for rain, but any kind of problem that Klal Yisrael has, we say that one of the tikkunim for it is fasting. Because all the suffering that Klal Yisrael experiences is a form, is a concept of machloikis. Ki kol ma shehu keneged rotzayin ha'adam hu b'chinas machloikis. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, any time that someone is against me or something is against me, it's not what I want, that's called machlokes. So any kind of problem or suffering, which is something that most normal people don't want, that's machlokes. That's something that I don't want. It's opposition. ki hatzoris chasashon hemalide his gabrus hadinim chasashon shemichnas machloikis. Because tzoris comes when there's a hisgabrus of midas hadin, there's machloikis. Dahainu she'enoi nichlal smoil biyamin chasashon, meaning when the left does not merge together and become swallowed up by the right, you know, become submerged nichlal into the right. That's the concept of machlokes din. Because again, the right represents chesed, the left represents din. When the two merge together, the right takes over the left. Just like male, zohar is chesed, nekevo is din. When they come together, when they get married, she loses her identity in a sense. She is no longer called Mrs. Friedman. She's called Mrs. Berger. She goes by the husband's name, showing that the left has been nichlal in the right. Ki ein yisurim b'layovim, because the Gemara tells us that there's no suffering without sin. So we see that suffering, midas adin, is from sin. Ve'ha'ovoin hu b'chinas machloikis. And averois are an aspect of machloikis. Ki ikar yenikas hasitrach rava yetzahara hu mi machloikis. Because Rabbein Azal tells us that the main thing that the yetzahara, the sitrachra, draws energy from is machloikis. Nimtza. Just like we see when there was only one person in the world, when there was only Adam Arishan in the world, the Sitrachra couldn't do anything. The moment there were two, Adam and Chava, once there's two, there's Chiluk, there's division, there's two, then the Sitrachra was able to latch on to something, was able to latch on to Chava and bring about the whole Eitz Hadas and everything. Nimtza, Shaidei Hoavoinois, Shepogam Bamachloikis, Shenosan Koya Chasashon Lasitra Achra, Hacholekis Alagdusha. So therefore we see that through our sins, whereby we are poigim in Machloikis, because sins come from the Satan who draws his energy from Machloikis, which gives energy to the Sitra Achra, who is Choylek on the Kedusha. Alkein is the role of dinim chasshon. That's how a person brings midas hadin upon himself through those sins. Shehein bechinas machlokes, and these dinim are also a form of machlokes. Umishon b'olam kol atzoras chasshon. That's where all the suffering comes from. Shehein keneged ritzoinoi, which are the opposite of what the person wants. Bechinas machlokes, again, opposite, opposition, machlokes. And in order to correct this, the rabbis decree a fast, which is the tikkun for machloikis. Ki haklal shekeneged kol minei machloikis hatikkun hu tainus. Because again, the fact is, the rule is that the antidote to all types of machloikis is fasting. Bebechinas marbe tzedoko, marbe shalom. We know the pasuk says that the more tzedakah we give, the more peace there is. And we know that tzedakah is synonymous with fasting. Ve'ikar hatainis hu tzedakah. The Gemara says the main power of a fast is the tzedakah that's given on the fast. Ki agra de taneis tzedakah. The reward of a fast is the charity, the tzedakah of the fast. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Emran, and you'll understand all of this better. With this, we conclude the section of Hilchas Tainus. Baruch Hashem.